We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider,
the city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
All right. How about this? Post-game Dodger talk until 3 o'clock when we hand things over to Petros and Money for a full four-hour show. The Panic Brothers not panicking anymore after a sweep of the Pirates. The Dodgers now 37-25 after they defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park by a final score of 6-3. Julio Urias, who is just 11 wins away from 20. That's a big milestone these days in 2021. And I wouldn't be surprised if he is allowed to do so, that he would get to at least 18 wins this season, because he doesn't appear to be slowing down at all. He now leads all of Major League Baseball with 9 wins. He is 9-2. Mitch Keller, the losing pitcher, and Phil Bickford out of Oaks Christian High School picks up his first save, first career save, let alone with the Dodgers. So congratulations to the Bickfords and everybody else that's out there that knows Phil Bickford. Congratulations on him getting his first career save and doing it in a Dodger uniform. I have been wondering when Mookie Betts was going to show up in 2021, and I hope this is not just one of those teases that we have seen. Hopefully he can string together the rest of the season, because today, no doubt about it in my mind, was Mookie Betts' best game of the season. You talk about the defense, you talk about the base running, you talk about the power with the leadoff home run. All of those things were there today, so it was great to see Mookie Betts lead the Dodgers offensively today to a 6-3 win. 866-987-2570. I see Rex, I see Manny, I see Greg. Thanks a lot for being patient and Sandy throughout the rain delay. We will get to your phone calls in just a second, but first, I want to hear from manager Dave Roberts on what was going on for that hour and 15 minutes in the eighth inning when they finally decided, let's get the Dodgers off and out of here because they have a game to play tomorrow.
You know, once the game starts, it's kind of just up to the crew chief. And so for us, we're trying to not let it affect us. And we have those guys on the ropes. And so there's a 45 minute when it's delayed for that long, then the umpires ultimately have that decision to make. And so where we were at, the delay, obviously happy with the win, and we really weren't too thrilled about starting that game up and going through some more pitching with 6 more baseball games to play before the off day either.
And then, you know, a few days ago, I think it was Sunday, you said Mookie was going to hit a home run the next few days. It happened. What was it like to see that 3 pitches into the game?
You know, I just feel that he's been close. I think the great thing about Mookie is he swings at strikes when he's right, takes balls, and when the ball is in the hitting zone, he moves it forward. And I think that at times this year, he's missed some pitches that he should have handled. And I just felt that he was getting really close, because when he's aggressive, I just think that good things are going to come. And fortunately, got it to a 2-0 count and hit it to the big part of the ballpark.
Yeah, Mookie Betts with a leadoff home run to start this game and got the Dodgers off and running to a 6-3 win. What Dave Roberts was saying there was that Mookie Betts has been swinging at a lot of pitches uncharacteristically outside of the strike zone this season. His strikeout rate of 15% is the highest of any point in time in his career. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Greg in Long Beach. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Greg, thanks a lot for being patient.
Hey, Dave, thanks. I was just wondering, everybody keeps talking about, you know, complaining about too many no-hitters and the that terrible idea about moving the mound back and all the sticky stuff, but I'm wondering if organizations are just going to actually have to adjust and realize that this new approach to offense is terrible, and these approaches at the plate where it's not about trying to get on and make contact, it's just either strike out, that's fine, home run, perfect, walk, great. So you could bat 220 and be a productive player somehow because you walk. And I'm wondering if organizations are going to have to move to a place where they find value in not just how many walks and how many walks you take and your slugging percentage, but making contact with the ball and going with the pitch or going the other way and beating the shift.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you thought that you saw that coming in the future.
Yeah, I hope so, Greg, because Major League Baseball can change all the rules they want, and I do believe they could help out by making sure there's two infielders on each side of second base and their feet are on the dirt, because so many times base hits are being robbed up the middle. That's part of it. But each and every 30 clubs in the major leagues have to have an organizational change in philosophy where they don't just want strikeouts or walks or a home run. You've got to actually shame the players into not wanting to strike out, because nobody wants to strike out in baseball, but there is no scarlet letter like there used to be when you strike out over 100 times. And honestly, Greg, you got to start rewarding some players that actually do some of the things that other players have done in the past to get big contracts. Guys like Brett Butler, the little guys in the game that don't hit home runs. So you're 100% right. Major League Baseball doing all this other stuff is futile if there is not an organizational philosophy change, which each and every one of the clubs in baseball.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Let's go out to our man, Manny Ingardina. Thanks a lot for being patient, Manny. Over an hour for you.
Oh, the real DV. I'll wait another hour if you park me on hold. Hey, so real quick, I'm with that caller from earlier. First off, I'm a radio guy. I love hearing the team of Rick Monday, and whether it's Neverett or our guy, Beardsley, Charlie Steiner. I like listening on the radio. But also, Pujols, man. You know, it's been really impressive seeing this guy up close, Dave. I was skeptical, to say the least, when we brought him on board. But, you know, hearing you talk, you know, about him when he first came on, and then now seeing the results of what this guy brings to the club, man. I'm a big Pujols fan now. So kudos to Friedman and Roberts for, you know, bringing in that veteran that we needed, man. And I know this is our year. Go Dodgers.
All right, Manny. Thanks a lot for the patience. Appreciate it. If you could believe this, ever since the Dodgers signed Albert Pujols, their record is 15-7. They're 15-7 ever since signing Albert Pujols. And I'm not going to say he's the sole reason why, but he certainly has had an impact on winning games. And if he's not doing something himself, he certainly has provided the example of putting together solid at-bats. And by all accounts, from players to the manager to the coaches, he has been a positive influence in the clubhouse and around the batting cage. So you can't ignore the fact that the Dodgers are 15-7 since they signed Albert Pujols. Let's go out to Canyon Country. Rex, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Rex.
Well, how are you doing there, you know, David? I appreciate you talking to me on there, and I've talked to you in the past, if you remember, on some of the questions that you graciously answered. I was really wondering, I'm looking at the television set, and I never saw any kind of, let's say, patch honoring the late Mike Marshall. Is there any way that he can be honored on that, even if it's being put, let's say, on the other sleeve?
Yeah, you know what? They did have a moment of silence and showed Mike's career highlights at Dodger Stadium the day that he passed away, Rex, and they did honor him at Dodger Stadium. As far as putting on a patch on their sleeve, maybe that's something we see moving forward, but I think the Dodgers did a nice job of paying tribute to Mike Marshall, not only at Dodger Stadium, but also Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser did a great job of honoring him, as did Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. So I feel like he definitely has been honored in the proper way by the Dodgers. The 1974 Cy Young Award winner, first relief pitcher ever to win that award, and he was in a Dodger uniform, and the only relief pitcher to appear in over 100 games in a season. So thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. And we did have a caller from Chatsworth, a loyal Dodger fan that takes the Metro in from Chatsworth to Dodger Stadium. And he was asking me about Union Station, whether or not the Union Station shuttle was up and running. And I found out from the Dodgers that it has been up and running all season long. So if you want to do the public Metro transit to Dodger Stadium, the Union Station Express is now operational and has been since the beginning of the season. So we hope we see him and you at Dodger Stadium, if not on this homestand, when things get opened up to full capacity beginning on June 15th. Let's go out to Laguna Hills. Sandy, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vassay. Thank you so much for being patient.
Thank you, David, for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the Dodgers. I was a Cardinal fan for years from St. Louis, and I turned to the Dodgers a couple of years ago.
You saw the light.
I love Mookie Betts and Max Muncy and Justin Turner and Chris also. All those guys are fantastic. But I want to know if they're thinking about retiring Jensen. I've been disappointed in his performance. I know for years he was fantastic, but he's been disappointing to me the last couple of years. And his inconsistency, he's actually lost a couple of games for us.
Yeah, you know, he's not the same pitcher that he used to be, but he did a pretty good job on this road trip to secure two saves in a row for the Dodgers, including last night. He has a lot of miles on that arm, and it's been really a blessing for Kenley Jansen that he hasn't had any serious arm issues. If I'm trying to think back, he hasn't had any, to be honest with you, because of the great pitching mechanics that were instilled in him when he made the change of positions from catcher to pitcher, thanks to Charlie Huff, Kenny Howell, and Rick Honeycutt. But yeah, he's finding new ways to do it, and his fastball velocity is back up there from 92 to 97, and he's getting the movement that he needs on the cut fastball. Dodgers beat the Pirates today 6-3 at PNC Park. They complete the sweep of the Bucks and now have won 13 in a row against the Pirates, something that hasn't been done since the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1952. Mookie Betts with his best game of the season, 2-for-4, an outfield assist, his 6th home run of the year, and his 6th stolen base of the season. Here was the leadoff home run that got the Dodgers going to start the game.
Opponent's hitting 280 against him. He has really struggled with walks this year. And he gives one to Mookie Betts, who hammers one to center field. Going back, it is gone. 1-0. A leadoff home run for Mookie Betts, the 25th of his career, his 6th home run of the season, and the Dodgers strike early with a leadoff home run from Mookie.
Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast congratulates Sandra Venegas of Paris, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com and type in the keyword Home Run. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Dodgers improved their record to 37-25. They are now just a game and a half back of the first place San Francisco Giants, who will be getting underway in just over an hour in our nation's capital. They will be facing the Washington Nationals, and the Giants lost yesterday to the Texas Rangers, so this is the first of a four-game series that the Giants will have against the Washington Nationals in D.C. It will be Anthony DeSclafani against Max Scherzer, and if the Nationals and Scherzer can help the Dodgers out, by the time you go to sleep, they'll only be a game back of first place in the National League West. Let's go out to Inglewood. Chris, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me. Want to say two things. Number one, I really want to give you props, Dave. You're available on a rain delay, and I was taking my break, and I saw you available. And something I love about baseball and the Dodgers is how blue-collar it is and how they work with us working class, and you're a big part of that, man, so thank you. I took my late lunch break, and I got off of work right now, and you're still on the radio, man, so thanks for always being available. We appreciate it.
Hey, Chris, I love talking Dodger baseball with you, so thank you.
you were kind of roasting that guy, that kid, Big Papi. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean,
earlier
he actually sent. Okay, I do have confirmation. Big Papi.
Okay.
He did send me a DM on Instagram, and he does actually have a handle called PapiB_54. So he was a good sport about it. He was a good sport about it, Chris.
It was awesome. So just to throw something a little different out there. You know, I like Trevor Bauer. I like everything he's about. But just when we got him, I just thought, you know, does a championship team need that kind of stuff in terms of a little controversy? And I know baseball, they don't like controversy. And I'm just wondering, as a championship team, does he distract us a little bit? Or how do you feel about the situation?
As far as Trevor Bauer goes?
Yeah, you know, he's a Twitter guy. He does a lot of stuff. But baseball and championship baseball, do we need that right now? Like, let's say in the locker room. I know you're there sometimes. Is he good to the locker room? Is it different? Is anything a little different?
From all accounts by his teammates, they have told me he's been a good teammate. He has been himself, which they appreciate in baseball. They don't like guys trying to be somebody they're not. And, yeah, he has that camera, and he's doing the vlog, and he likes to document everything, but he hasn't infringed on any of his teammates' privacy in the clubhouse with that camera. And the one thing that Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw and Mark Pryor have told me, Chris, is that they love his competitiveness. He's a huge, big-time competitor. And I know he doesn't have wacky hair or doesn't put piercings and tattoos on his body, but he kind of reminds me of baseball's version of Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman, when he was competitive with the Chicago Bulls, he knew when he was going there with Jordan and Pippen and Phil Jackson, he had to conform to their team culture. And I feel like Trevor Bauer is still allowed to be himself, but he still has to fit into the culture of the team, and he's done a pretty good job of that.
That's what's up. That's a great answer, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Look, baseball is a very, I guess, conservative sport, as we have seen over the years, so I know it's a stretch to say that Bauer's like Dennis Rodman, but come on, we're talking about baseball players here, and he has the loudest personality of any other player in baseball. Fernando Tatis has got some personality, but Trevor Bauer has a very unique personality and does it in a very different way, but he has done it in a way where it doesn't detract from what he's trying to do every fifth day. Let's go out to Riverside. Suzanne, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey there. Good to talk with you. Thank you for hearing me.
No problem.
I'm only 88 years old, but I have been watching baseball since I was about four. My father played semi-pro ball in the 3I League in Indiana. And so I have seen a lot of ball, and I know the good and the bad and the ugly for sure.
Well, what do you like about the good with the Dodgers? What's the good part for the Dodgers?
There is so much that's good that I absolutely love to watch, because I am very deep in guys who are not there just for themselves, but are there for the game. And I see that so much in our Barnes person. because I feel like that, yes, he probably is not the best hitter on the team, but you can tell when he is at bat, he's paying attention. He's getting walks very often when he could be swinging like crazy. He has done some bunting, which is wonderful. He has hit a home run or two. But I feel like that just because you're a wonderful hitter does not mean that you are wonderful in position. And I am so proud of you for patting him on the back earlier today.
Thank you, Suzanne. And look, I know there are fans out there that take exception with me pointing out that Will Smith is not as great of a defensive catcher as Austin Barnes is. And I don't believe that's stepping out of bounds at all. I think if anybody was looking at it impartially, they would realize that Will Smith's strengths are his hitting, is his hitting. It's not his defense. And Austin Barnes' strength is his defense. So if by me saying Will Smith should be more like Austin Barnes, that's something to strive for, because as a catcher, your number one priority should be your defense. And I know Will Smith doesn't take it lightly. It just comes easier to others. And look, that's not something that Will Smith would hold against me. We could debate it, but I don't believe I'm stepping out of bounds by saying something that is very obvious, especially when you look at what happened in the World Series last year when Austin Barnes caught 4 of the 6 World Series games, including the most important game of the season, Game 6 of the World Series. I rest my case. That'll do it for us on Dodger Talk. Tomorrow, the Dodgers have a game to play. Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound for the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. He's 7-5 with an ERA of 3.66, going up against Mike Fulchanevitz. The former Brave is just 1-6 with an ERA of 4.75. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 6 o'clock with first pitch at 7:10. Thanks to Colin Yee, who is a one-man show here at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. In case you missed any of the show, you could podcast it on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Once again, the final score at PNC Park, an abbreviated official game because of rain. The Dodgers sweep the Pirates with a 6-3 victory. Petros and Money are next. Have a great day. See ya. Like another perfect day. I love it.